So I'm here with Davo after a 1-1 draw against Arlesey in the league. Davo, I suppose, good character to come from a goal down and nick a point, but maybe disappointed not to go on and win the game?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's I didn't even think about the fact that we've come from behind again. Four in the last six games, or five in the last seven games, something like that, that we've come from behind. So, you know, there's bags of character within the team, which is evident. I'm bitterly disappointed because we should have been two or three up before they scored, and it was a sloppy goal that we conceded. Good free kick, to be fair, but the foul to give them the free kick was sloppy from our part. We had two absolute gilt-edged chances. You think it's easier to score than miss, and somehow we've ballooned them over the bar from like 2 yards out. Goal down. Good that we pulled it back. It was a good goal, and second half was sort of end to end. I think the draw was a fair result in the second half, but you know, we've opened them up so many times in that first half. It was a real hammer blow, really, to not win the game.
Yeah, the first half was a bit strange, really. Sort of the first 25 minutes, you all over them, carved out two excellent chances and had a couple of other half chances, and they seemed to score, and then it felt like you lost your way a little bit for 20-odd minutes and then got yourself back into it in the last five and got the equaliser from Dan Williamson.
Yeah, we started like an absolute train, and Chalky was causing them all sorts of problems. I thought he did most of the game, but particularly in the first sort of half an hour. Two gilt-edged chances, like I said. We pulled the cross back, but Coxey was there. As I said, 2 or 3 yards out, and he's got maybe a bobble, and it's gone over the bar. And then there's almost a carbon copy straight after that. Good bit of desire from Josh Francis to get himself in the box, and somehow he's ballooned it over the bar, exactly the same sort of position. You know, that kills teams. You know, I literally thought we'd scored both of those, and everyone's looking around in a bit of dismay that we haven't. But you know, got to be better than that. We got to go again. We had another good chance after that. We maybe could have scored from, and could have easily been 3-0 up, and then to go 1-0 down was knocked the wind out of our sails a bit. As you said, we lost our way for 10-15 minutes, and then sort of just before half time, five minutes or so before second half, good goal. Chalky got the ball, we've played Dan Williamson on a bit of an overlap, and he's raced through and struck it really well into the corner for 1-0 at a break.
And I suppose the only other thing in the first half would be maybe a slightly contentious decision around Jordan Chandler and his booking. Could have possibly been a red. It was a yellow, and then he's dived into another tackle straight after, missed the ball, or arguably got the ball and the man, and that also could have been a booking, and he was lucky to stay on the pitch, and then subsequently you took him off to, I assume, save him, I guess.
I suppose we're fortunate in a way. I've seen referees giving it, but I didn't think it was a red card, straight red card for a start. There was two men round him at that stage. So, it was a foul and a booking. Poor body shape and defensive position from Jordan, really. Allowed them to get in. Pulled him back. Was that the free kick they scored from, wasn't it, I think? And then just after that, he's dived into a tackle. I thought he played the ball for sure. Whether he followed through on the man, I don't know. Got a talking to from the ref. It was a bit strange because the ref wasn't going to give it. The linesman flagged and gave it, and he was the other side of him, so I don't really understand that. But maybe a tad fortunate, and rather than risk it, we brought him off to stop any further possible bookings.
And the second half was fairly even again, really, and I guess that sort of mirrors the fact that a draw is probably a fair result. But a couple of half chances for yourself, probably the best one from a Pat Cox header off of a corner, and the keeper's made a great save, although there was one from yourself where the keeper's made a good save, and then another volley into the ground from Pat where he's had to make another good save. But then equally at the other end, they've created two or three good opportunities as well and could probably quite easily have nicked it.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had the better chances. They had a few sort of sighters at goal. I don't really think Pricey made anything spectacular. I don't remember making a real save at all. A couple of blocks maybe, but there's a couple of blocks from defenders, but I don't think many shots got in on Pricey's goal. So they had bits of pressure. They didn't really create anything. But you know, I'd say in the second half, it was a kind of 50-50 game. And you know, they'll be pleased with a point on the road there. So it's a good point in there for them, I imagine. And yeah, disappointing that we didn't get the three, really.
And you'll take that into Potter's Bar on Tuesday. Certainly last season, they caused you all sorts of problems at their place twice. And also, less problems here, but they still beat you here. So you'll be thinking that you owe them one on Tuesday.
Yeah, they beat us three times last year, so hopefully we can get turn that around this time. We've seen them play, they're a good side. They won again today, an exciting game, 4-3. So, yeah, we're expecting an onslaught of their good attacking play, and hopefully, you know, we can defend, you know, a little bit better than we did today. I thought we got done a little bit with a couple of balls over the top, which we should be better than doing that. Yeah, it'll be a tough game, but we'll look forward to it and take the point into that and see if we can pick up three.
You've got three or four injuries, obviously, at the moment. Big players out for you. Simba, who's not entirely sure what he's done with his jaw, but certainly having physio at the moment. Rob Carr, still out. Mitch Parker, still out with injury.
Yeah, we've got a number of people missing. As you said, Simba's got a facial injury, a jaw injury from getting elbowed in the face in the box last week, which we didn't get a penalty from, which is still rankles for me, to be honest. So he's going to be out for a period of time, hopefully not too long, but it's going to be a little while. Rob Carr still, you know, we're erring on the side of caution with him. You know, concussions are a dangerous thing and we don't want to risk anything, but hopefully he can get back sooner rather than later. Mitch, again, has had a really bad chest infection and it's affecting his breathing and his heart and stuff like that. So again, doctor's orders, we've got to look after him. And Taylor's missing as well. He's away for a week. So we're certainly down to the bare bones. Just to add to that, we've signed two new lads, which is great. And we've let Jack French go. I didn't think it was working out for him, so he's been let go to pastures new, and good luck to him. But yeah, Joe Sowden's come in and done really well. Looks lively, wants to get on the ball, good little busy little footballer. Pleased to have him, and Zach we've signed. But the problem with Zach is previous two clubs haven't gained international clearance for him. So he's been playing illegally, really, and we didn't want to risk that. So we're going through the FA to try and get his international clearance, which seems absolutely ridiculous to me that we're having to do that, and unfair on the lad that previous clubs have not done their due diligence, and you know, we're counting the cost for it, and the lad's counting the cost for it. He's a good player, and we want to have him back or available to us. So fingers crossed that resolves itself soon.
Alzey, I suppose today will be delighted with a point away from home, but any final thoughts on them at all?
Yeah, good luck to them. They beat us twice last year, you know, so this is an improvement on that. They're a good attacking side, I think. I think they go forward well. They've caused a lot of teams problems this year going forwards, and they did today. But I thought we caused them just as many problems going the other way. So similar sort of side to us, really, in terms of probably a bit better going forward than they are defensively at the moment. So good luck to them. We'll see them later in the season.
Well done on a point today. Another valuable point, and it keeps your record of a point a game going. And best of luck for Tuesday against Potter's Bar.
Cheers, mate.